Friday, December 13th. I'm so upset right now, I can barely write. I've been in my room crying for the past 2 hours, and I still don't have the slightest idea what I'm going to do about the situation. After we dropped Brianna at her ballet class at 5 p.m., my mom decided to buy some poinsettias and holiday centerpieces for our house. She actually chose the flower shop right next to Fuzzy Friends. It was an amazing coincidence because Chloe, Zoe, and I were planning to go there tomorrow. Mom told me she'd be in the flower shop about 15 minutes and she'd meet me back at the car. So I rushed over to Fuzzy Friends and prayed that Betty would be in the office. Just inside the front door, I saw a stack of empty moving boxes and my heart sank. It looked like I was already too late. I peeked inside a well-lit office and saw an older lady taking pictures off the walls. "Excuse me, are you Betty?" I asked. "Yes, I am, dear. Come right in. This is the perfect time to adopt one of our pets because we're going to be closing our doors real soon. Are you interested in a dog or cat?" She picked up a clipboard and gave me a big smile. I immediately liked her. And now I understand why Brandon likes her so much, too. I'll need you to fill out a few forms, but the good news is that there's no charge at all. Actually, I'm not here to adopt a pet, although they're quite adorable. I was here last week as a student volunteer, and now I'm wondering if we could represent Fuzzy Friends in a school-related community service project. Betty motioned for me to sit down. "Well, first of all, thank you for volunteering," she said. "It's the wonderful and caring people like you who have allowed us to place more than 200 animals so far this year. But unfortunately, a few days ago, my husband fell off a ladder while painting the kitchen and broke his leg in two places. There's just no way we can continue to stay open." I didn't waste any time and immediately explained the Holiday on Ice program and how the money we earned could be used to help keep the center open for a few months, hopefully until her husband fully recovered. Betty became overwhelmed with emotion and suddenly burst into tears. "Nikki, you must be my guardian angel." I wasn't the least bit surprised to hear what she said next. "You know what? Now that I think about it, I got a telephone message yesterday from a young lady about Holiday on Ice, but I assumed she was selling tickets. I think her name was Madison, or was it Micaiah? Mackenzie? Yes, that's it, Mackenzie. How did you know?" "Oh, just a lucky guess." "Well, Nikki, tell me how I can sign up Fuzzy Friends as a Holiday on Ice charity. I'm really looking forward to seeing you and your friends skate." Our meeting went even better than I could have imagined. She gave me her business card with her home telephone number and even the hospital number so I could reach her pretty much 24/7. "Nikki, you have no idea how much this means to me, my husband, and especially our grandson," Betty gushed. "Poor little guy. He's already been through so much, losing his parents a few years ago, and now we were going to have to uproot him and move to a new state in the middle of the year. I was dreading having to break the news to him, but thanks to you, I won't have to. He's out back exercising the dogs. All I can say is thank you. Thank you." Then she hugged me so hard I could barely breathe. "Thank you for agreeing to be our charity and allowing us to skate for you," I said, tearing up a little myself. "We'll try to make Fuzzy Friends proud." As I left the shelter, I noticed a tall fence that surrounded the entire property. I heard what sounded like a pack of dogs barking excitedly and couldn't help but sneak a peek. I saw a boy running around with what appeared to be 8 dogs of assorted sizes, colors, and breeds, including the 3 puppies. Even though his back was to me, I could see he had one of those soft foam rubber footballs and seemed to be having a rousing football game of guy versus dogs. He ran with the football across the grass, dodging imaginary tackles, as the dogs happily chased after him, barking and nipping at his heels. "And it's a touchdown!" he screamed. "And the crowd goes wild!" That's when I noticed his voice sounded vaguely familiar. But my brain refused to make the connection and instead decided he must just sound like someone I knew. The boy spiked the football into the ground and broke into a funky chicken slash running man slash Dougie-inspired victory dance as the dogs barked and ran in frenzied circles around him. Then he and all the dogs collapsed on the ground in sheer exhaustion. When I finally saw his face, I froze and gasped in shock. It was Brandon! Suddenly, that comment he made a couple days ago about never forgetting me no matter what happened took on a whole new meaning. He knew that if Fuzzy Friends closed, there was a chance he and his grandparents might be moving away during the holiday break. No! This can't be happening! OMG! 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 Brandon and I might not ever see each other again!